Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. We're at 63 degrees at 9 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News confirming that Hollywood icon Robert Redford has died. ABC's Michelle Franzen has a look back on his life.
Robert Redford's breakthrough role came in 1969 when he co-starred with Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I'll jump first.
No. Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you? I can't swim! Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Redford and Newman teamed up again in 1973's The Sting, and that same year it was Redford and Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were. Redford went on to win a Best Director Oscar in 1983 for Ordinary People. Asked once about the Oscar race.
If you're talking about a race, the Oscar race, that I have no use for.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Robert Redford was 89 years old. This is ABC News. The CDC's independent vaccine panel will be discussing vaccines this week.
At least three of the new members have previously expressed either skepticism of vaccines or of the dangers of COVID. One, Catherine Stein, an epidemiologist and Ohio professor, is an outspoken critic of COVID vaccine mandates. In 2021, she wrote that COVID was not scary and cited the Bible to argue that people should not be afraid of contracting the virus. Stein wrote, "The Lord Jesus did not fear lepers. Not only did he heal them, but he touched them. He showed no fear, nor did he socially distance."
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A new poll by the Washington Post and KFF finds one in six parents have either delayed or now skipped some of the standard vaccines for children. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
That creates these unfortunate gaps in immunization coverage, which we know can leave kids vulnerable and possibly cause an outbreak if we don't have that protection.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. They serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burger, salad, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. While they're closed on Sundays, the rest of the week offers a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout, and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high of 85 today with southeast winds at 3 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 59. Wednesday, partly sunny, continued unseasonably warm. Isolated showers or thunderstorms possible in the afternoon and a high of 84. 59 with spotty showers Wednesday night. Thursday, mixed skies and continued balmy and a high of 83. And Friday, 76 with showers likely early.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
This fall, take a scenic drive through the back roads of Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. It's the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, September 20th and 21st and 27th and 28th. Visit farms, artist studios, wineries, greenhouses, and farm-to-fork eateries. Explore historic Folkart, geocaching adventures, walking trails, flower farms, and even alpacas. It's a celebration of rural life you won't find anywhere else. Grab your map and plan your route. ExploreHillandValley.com.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
On our morning show today, it is our time to talk about the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living. Back to chat with us, as they have now for the previous many years, Dorothy Harms and Lisa Butno, as we talk about this exciting event. The time is here. You ladies were here just a year ago, Lisa, and it seems like it was only last week.
Yeah, but we pulled in the parking lot and said, here we are again. It's a beautiful time of the year.
It is.
For a conversation.
Dorothy, certainly it's an event that kind of sells itself, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, just in its title, Hill and Valleys, you know, that's kind of what it's all about here in the Driftless region, and just getting out and exploring all of that. I think Mother Nature is starting to cooperate with us. We're getting a few pops of color, of fall colors, and so I think it'll be a wonderful time to be out driving around and visiting the businesses that are beyond the tour this year.
Has it always been the last couple of weekends of September,
Lisa? I think the very first tour we used the first two weekends in October, but after that we moved it to the last two in September. And, you know, this is a great time. The color's starting, but yet we still have flowers. The harvest is starting, but yet it's not going full-blown, so we're not in their way. It's a good time of year.
Would one of you want to talk a little bit about the history and how it got started?
Sure. Back in 2017, Bob Toby, he was a local plumber, he came into the Branding Iron and he said, do you think we can do a tour? There were some tours going on in the area that were moving out of the area and they were really helpful for the local economy. And Bob said, do you think we should do one? And I thought, yeah, maybe we should do one. And I wonder if we can. So I gave Dorothy a call and Carr Valley a call and Narrows Creek Winery a call. And pretty soon we had 13 venues and we had the first tour. The map was hilarious. It was just a photocopy and, you know, and then now we have this gorgeous map. In 2018, Trish Duran, she's from the Richland Center area originally. She's a graphic artist, and she joined on, and she said, a quality event needs a quality map. And so she started us with this four-color brochure that we have now. And, you know, there's just been so many people who've popped in on the tour to get us going in the right direction. And Trish is just an example of one of them.
From humble beginnings, then,
yes.
Those 13 stops, how many do you have now on the tour for 25?
So this year we've got 21 stops on the tour. Are happy to say that of those 21, seven of them are new to this year to the tour. So there's a lot for folks to get out and see. Of course, those of us who have been on the tour all these years really want you to come visit us as well. But I think there's a variety of venues. I like to say from alpacas to zinnias, okay, A to Z. There's something for everybody on this tour.
Some people, Dorothy, probably maybe just go to one or two of their favorites, and I'm sure there are a lot that just try to get every one. It's a good challenge to try and find every one of them, I'm sure.
It is. You know, it gets you out in some of those country roads that maybe you don't travel very often, and to just get out and kind of see where these folks are at. And, you know, that's really kind of the whole point. Each of us have businesses at our own home, our own farm. We really don't have the capacity to have a brick and mortar store in Reedsburg, in Loganville, in Richland Center. But we have a viable business that we want to let folks know about, whether we have local food to offer, whether it's flowers, whether it is art. These businesses are here to let people know what they've got.
Primarily in the Richland County, Sauk County area, is that correct?
And we have a little bit up into Juneau. We have a Waniwok.
Okay.
To encourage people to see as many as possible, we do this program called the Explore HVE Tours, and we worked it this year a little bit. So for each venue that you go to, they'll have a punch station set up, and you'll get a punch. And if you go to 10, you get 10 entries to get a gift certificate drawing that we do. Or if you go to 1, you get 1 entry. So there's not, that way, you know, like you said, take the challenge, see as many as you want, or just pick out your favorites. It whatever suits you. It's just a wonderful time of year to be out and about, checking out these direct sales businesses. You know, we don't, like Dorothy said, it's all direct sales. Small businesses in the community, rural setting, that don't have the ability to advertise in a wide way that we can collaboratively. So that's one of the goals, is to collaboratively advertise to bring as many people to the little businesses as we can. That way their businesses are viable.
Is there a good place to start, or does it not make any difference, Dorothy?
You know, it doesn't necessarily make any difference. I know we have numbers on each start, on each spot, and for some folks, that's kind of how they are oriented. They have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. But really, you can either get a copy of the event guide. I think we've got some here at Richland's tourism office. Mm-hmm. We've got them at the Reedsburg Chamber. They're available online. If you can download a copy from our website, explorehillandvalley.com.
You can call Reedsburg Area Chamber, and Christine is very happy to mail one out to you.
So take time, you know, and get the map and kind of plan your route to get out. And we've got 4 days, so, you know, Saturday, Sunday, this coming weekend, the following weekend, Saturday, Sunday. So whether you decide, oh, you know, maybe we'll do Saturday, we'll do one group, and Saturday and Sunday the next, or, you know, one weekend we'll take a day, and then the second weekend. There's 21 venues. I kind of dare say you'd be challenged to do them all in one day.
So. No, I think you would. You'd be motoring.
And when you're planning, you'll want to go to everyone's Facebook page and the Explore Hill and Valley Facebook page, because everyone plans special events, and they're starting to populate. There's hay rides, and, you know, the Branding Iron's got a ton of food specials. We've got smoked brisket, and we've got a special pizza night where we get stuff from each one of the venues. We'll have chicken wings, smoked chicken wings specials, and then there's other venues are also doing the kind of fun stuff, special events for the tour. So you'll want to look at the different pages to see what's going on where.
I like the brochure, and I'm old school. I like a map.
Yeah.
And I guess my question is, would GPS find all these places? Are there some places where you might lose it or not?
Well, that's the thing. We do have a Google map that has, if you go to the website, you can click on the Google map and download it onto your phone. So they say, I have no idea what that means. I'm just repeating what I've been told. But, you know, if you know how it is. Cell service is kind of sporadic. AT&T works sometimes, except in Reedsburg. And, you know, U.S. Cellular works sometimes. And so you're going to want to have a paper map, too, just to back up. Backup's good.
Yeah. And it lists all your sponsors and even...
Oh, yeah. We had a great sponsors this year.
Yeah.
Just WRCO is one of them, and we really appreciate it.
Proud to be there, absolutely. And some other good ones as well. You couldn't do it without them, and I'm guessing it's kind of a 365-day-a-year planning process for this, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I might mention, so, you know, as this event has grown, we developed a board this last year of members that, you know, to really kind of be the ones that kind of do the hands-on and the heavy lift of getting things organized, you know, finding the sponsors, you know, looking at where is our best dollars spent advertising, and just kind of, you know, organizing all of this. And I think that's really helped, you know, like I said, just stabilize, you know, all of this and kind of put it all together. Our board really worked hard this year, I think, to really present like the best tour ever for folks to come out and enjoy.
Lisa, is there some music involved in the tour as well?
Some of the venues have music. Some, I know that Edgewood, the Painted Forest has music. I know Narrows Creek Winery has music. You know, some of the venues do indeed have music. So you just have to check who's doing what on the Facebook pages. And it's a really fun event.
I'm thinking for families too. It's kind of a nice thing to bring everybody along. And
it is. You know, there's several of our venues are really great kid friendly stops. We've got Country Roots Corn Maze. So a corn maze for the kids to get out. I know Heather has got like a whole CSI investigation set up for that. Another a really fun one is the Idaho Valley, the IDs, Greener Grass Collective. It's a mouthful. And they've got this wonderful playscape for kids to get out and explore on their farm. And several of the farms that are new to the tour this year are young families. And one of our goals have always been to help support young farmers and getting them, you know, a leg up. And so several of them have just, you know, their kids will be there. They'll have animals for you to pet, to touch, you know, places to play. And so, I think this is definitely a family-friendly event.
I think we should kind of go through the map, maybe, if we could. And maybe you guys can take turns and kind of talk about the places that we can see during this year's tour.
Oh, we'd be glad to. I think I'll go ahead and start. Just outside of Bear Valley is Mary's Organic Farm. Mary Knockreiner and Rob Haar have been members of the tour in the past. If you're looking for organic food products, you know, they're going to be on your list. They've got their certified organic eggs, grass-fed belted Galloway beef, their farm store, walking trails, elderberry tea. So they've got a lot there, and they really are kind of tucked up into the woods there. But definitely, folks, that if you want certified organic, they're folks that you want to see.
And if you want to get out of the car and walk around, they're the place. They're a good place to do that, as well as Fern Creek Retreat. Kathy and Frank are new to the tour this year, and they have a beautiful property. And Frank's an old farmer who's retired, but you can't take a farmer out of the growing season. They just can't be stopped. So he's now doing mushrooms. So he's got all sorts of mushrooms that they're growing, wine caps and shiitakes and oysters. And they're also doing a flower events, and they have farm lodging there too. It's a really great spot. Again, you can get out of the car, wander around, take the kids. They're very kid friendly there too. They've got lots of grandkids. They're used to little people screaming and running about. So that's another kid friendly one.
All right, so kind of going more over to the eastern part of the territory here, Wilkinson Farm Meat and Produce. They're located on County Highway PF. Jackie and Greg Wilkinson, I don't know how they do it all. They've got all the proteins. So they've got beef, they've got pork, chicken, lamb. They have eggs. She has gardens, so she'll have produce. I think she'll have plenty of pumpkins available for folks if they want to get their pumpkins for decorating or for pie. I know Jackie is going to also have several other bonus businesses there. So she, in her farm store, has a lot of other small businesses that she supports. So I know she's going to be having Peach Pops will be one of the vendors there. I know one of a personal favorite around two of us, but coffee truck. So and a petting zoo. Again, for kid friendly, a place for kids to enjoy.
But it's also adult friendly because, you know, adults like to pet animals too.
Sure.
But then we go up to the Mead King, which is our most eastern venue. And that is this nondescript little building right on the side of 154, right outside Rock Springs. But you walk up along the side of it and they have a really lovely patio in the back. And then when you go inside, they've got they make mead, which is wine made from honey. And then they add stuff to it. They add fruit and then that becomes melamine. And they're really a nice setting there, and it's really adult friendly and alcoholic beverages, and it's really sweet. You'll enjoy that stop.
Some of these stops you might stop for several hours then, it sounds like.
Yes.
Whatever you desire.
Yes.
Right. Then heading over on 154, going between Loganville and Hill Point, is Country Roots Corn Maze and Market. Reed and Heather Broughton and their family. Again, they have the corn maze. I think just really a ton of fun for folks, no matter what your age. And she's also has some beautiful mums for sale, pumpkins, and I think she'll have her small farm store available. I believe she has a few artists that'll be at her location as well. You know, one of the aspects about this tour, while we have 21 businesses that are venues or stops on the tour, several of our businesses have invited other small businesses to be a part of it. You know, they may not be able to they don't have the location that's right for this, or they're just really a small, much smaller business. But to be able to partner with one of our venues, you know, just really adds value to them and adds value to the stop. And so, I mean, I believe, you know, all total, we've got almost 40 businesses represented on this tour.
That's what I was going to say. It's not just 21. You add, you know, multiple people at some of those stops too.
So. You know, and that's, you know, that multiplier effect, right? You know, is about it lifts up everybody who it belongs on this tour.
Yeah.
It's a very inclusive event, and we try to involve as many people as are interested. So if you are interested in your small business, reach out. I mean, we are inclusive. We are not we're not going to exclude anyone who fits who understands our mission and supports it and has the same values. We just want to help small businesses in the rural area. We want to help small farmers. We want to educate people about rural living. So, yeah, reach out. But as we continue on the tour, now we're going to head a little bit over to another adult-friendly venue, the Narrows Creek Winery. That's run by Vicki and Dean, and they make really fun fruit wines that they grow all the fruit in the area. They buy it from their neighbors. They support a lot of people in the area. They also have like a little artist market. They've got Sue Ann Sipak. She is from Hillsborough area, and she comes down with all her original oil paintings. Glitzy Garden Stained Glass, they're from the Baraboo area, and they make these really, they're works of art to put in your garden. They are glitzy and they're stained glass and they glisten. They're just beautiful. She'll also have on the second weekend the Freedom Pines Pottery and Plants folks. They're from the Baraboo area too. And then Sister Time Creations, which makes different craft items, which are really fun gifts. And then she'll also have the Willow Valley Saddle Club. Now these folks are in, you see their fun shows that they put on in Laval at the Team Penners, and they do a really fun gourmet cheese stand. They get the cheese from Car Valley, which there's a lot of collaborations that happen on this tour, and that's one of them. They'll get their ingredients from Car Valley, and they'll make like a blueberry cheddar grilled cheese. Super fun.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Heading just up the road from the winery is Country Junk, owned by Dan and Sherry Stolte. They are specialists in salsa and spaghetti sauce. I mean, just the most amazing spaghetti sauces, salsas, you know, that they can. They also have maple syrup. And then Dan is kind of a collector of vintage farm items and stuff and decor. And so there'll be some of that available for sale as well.
It sounds interesting, and all I can think of is the great photo opportunities here for a lot of people. I'm guessing a lot of people have their phones out.
Yes, and it's just so beautiful this time of year. And then just right around the corner, you go north, and then you go off to the east, and you go to Narrows Valley Supply. These folks are new to the tour this year, too. Country Junk was on last year, so this is their second year. And then Narrows Valley, it's their first year. They are an Amish-owned family farm supply store, a hobby farm supply store. They've got hunting goods. They've got a consultation service to help you if you want to know what to plant, if you've got questions about what to feed your horses. They've got some specialty grains there. They're a full feed store. They have a hobby farm store. They have beekeeping supplies, gloves. They got a little bit of everything there, and they also do non-GMO eggs and meat birds, which they have processed chickens available. They are closed Sunday, so if you want to visit them, you're going to want to make sure you plan on the Saturdays.
For sure. And I said, I'll vouch for that. Their chickens. They're delicious. I got them from my own freezer. So, well, just up the road is our own venue, Valley Springs Farm Bed and Breakfast. My husband, Don, and I are in County Road S, and we have a farm stay lodging in which people can come and stay and experience life on the farm. During the tour, we will have our 100% grass-fed beef products available for sale. Some of my gourmet jams and jellies. This year we will have apples and pumpkins available for sale, just that the items our family has grown and will have available. I'm going to have some of my homemade pie by the slice available for sale. So, you know, midway, you just got to have a little bit of a dessert. You can take that along.
What kind are you planning?
Well, I got a lot of apples, man. Ooh. I got a lot of apples. So I do have some raspberries too. So maybe some raspberry pie.
Or combine them, raspberry apple.
Well, right? That would be something, sure. Now, wouldn't it? And each year we try to do something for a local charity. And so we will be hosting UTV farm tours out into our pastures to do a meet and greet with our cattle for a donation to Farmer Angel Network. So another organization that I am very passionate about.
And the cattle are willing then?
They are. Okay. They are. Yep. They just kind of nod their heads and go, oh, yep, they bring in more people again.
If they could only talk, it'd be interesting to see.
It would be interesting.
It helps when you feed them out of the UTV.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, that was one of the events I'm talking about. Like, you'll have to visit the website and the Facebook pages to see all these fun little events that are popping up, that, like this UTV ride at Valley Springs Farm. The next one is the Greener Grass Collective. So you're going to pop over the hill and you're going to go to the Greener Grass Collective at Idaho Valley Farm. Now, one of the things, we've got a lot of beef producers and a lot of protein producers on this tour. And one of the things I like to talk about is terroir. You know, people talk about terroir with wine. It's a fancy term. But I personally think you can really taste it in your animal proteins. So I personally encourage people, bring your cooler, sample beef from all of them, because it's not going to taste the same. And talk to the farmers about what they're feeding, how they're raising their animals. This is really a good educational experience for people who aren't familiar with how animals are raised, to see and then to appreciate the difference in the flavor, in the texture, and things like that. It's really important. The other product that I really find is fun with terroir is honey. Depending on what those bees eat, it really affects the flavor of the honey. So you'll see that we have a number of honey producers on the tour. And I mean, I have terrible allergies this year. And so I'm eating my local honey that's feasting on ragweed and goldenrod, trying to get my immune system to stop reacting so violently. But that's one of the things the old wives' tales say. Maybe it's good medicine. I don't know, but I'm trying it. But back to the Greener Grass Collective after that soapbox. They do rotationally pasture-raised, no hormone, antibiotic, or herbicide beef and pork. So they have the fuzzy cattle with the horns, Highland cattle or lowland cattle.
Highlanders,
not lowlanders, Highlanders. And they're really cute. They also have local breeds, like heritage breeds pork that is pasture raised, and it's really fun. And they'll come up and you can feed them apples. Usually they have like a little food stand. Again, this is a very kid-friendly event. And also Justina, she's the wife. It's Nate and Justina Idy. is a wonderful artist. She makes very delicate watercolors, and she also makes wonderful crochet pattern art. It's beautiful pieces. So that's a fun spot, that. And they also have that, what would you call it?
The Playscape?
The Playscape. That's what they have out there.
People should check it out. Yeah. We're about halfway through our tour. We'll take a break and come back with the other half.
Okay.
And preview some of the other places you can see on this year's Hill and Valley Exploration Tour. Dorothy Harms and Lisa Butno in the studio, and we'll have more in just a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Okay. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour. Lisa and Dorothy are in the studios to talk about this year's tour, which begins this very weekend and continues next as well. You also want to talk a little bit about an online auction that's going on as we speak, right?
That's right. One of the ways that we support the efforts that we do is an online auction fundraiser. Many of our venues have donated items, kind of really some nice high-value items, actually, that are on the online auction. So to find out information about that, you can go to either Judd Realty, who is the sponsor for this auction, or to Hanson Auction Group and find the Hill and Valley Auction Tour. Just for an example, there are some, there's some wine packages. I know there's an overnight stay. There's some artwork. There's some of the food items that will be available for auction. So, hey, get in there and bid high, bid often. The auction will be going until the following Tuesday after this first weekend. And once the auction closes, folks can go back out on that second weekend and collect their winning items. So
awesome.
Just want to let folks know about that.
How do they pay for it then? Through Judd Realty then?
Through Judd Realty, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Or they can pay cash when they pick it up.
There's
multiple ways. We'll take cash. We'll take checks. There is on our website, explorehillandvalley.com, there is an auction page that has the links on it if you want to try that to get to it. And the brochure does have a QR code. So if you're into that too with your little phone you're a techie, you can take that and run.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of options.
We left off about halfway through our tour. Who wants to start again?
I can go ahead.
All right, Dorothy.
So I'm really happy to, new to the tour this year is Cold Spring Farm. They're located just outside of Lime Ridge on Highway K. Young farm family have just started their dairy farm there. They had been raising beef and pork and lamb in the past, and so they will have those meats for sale. Get out and support young people like this. Like I said, these are the future of farming in our communities. And, we've got to really kind of lift them up and kind of really help give them a leg up to keep going.
Yeah, and they've diversified. They're doing some things, thinking outside the box
a little bit.
Yeah. Where else are we going this week?
Then we're going to head up the road to Narrows Creek Garden. We're going to head down towards Lime Ridge. Mel and Sandy Smith, they're they've been there a long time, but they're started at a Ronia Berry farm. And this year, the Ronia Berries aren't doing so great, but you can get information about it. You can get plants if you're interested in plants. He also does a lot of interesting gardening technique ideas. He tries different things, lasagna gardening. He runs experiments all the time. He also really is a big fan of those geodesic domes, which are apparently very structurally sound. And I really enjoy talking to Mel, so I think you will too. Just stop in and check out what's going on there. And he'll have some of his neighbors who are small producers who just have a bushel of this and a bushel of that. He'll have them set up too. They'll bring their products to his place. So it's a really nice stop.
You bring up a good point, too. I think a lot of these folks would like to be asked about their things and give information, right?
Yeah, why not talk to the local experts, right? Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Talk right to them, face to face.
You bet. So next we go just across from the Branding Iron. Another new venue coming to us this year is Blue House Blooms. Dean and Cindy Johnson have amazing flower gardens. And I think coming to visit them, you can give yourself a sense of peace just walking through all her beautiful flowers. She has cut flowers available for sale during the Hill and Valley tour. But there again, great folks to visit with and really knowledgeable about the different varieties of flowers and how many different colors of like dahlias can you actually get, right? Be sure and stop to see those folks at Blue House Blooms.
We go to the Branding Iron next, right across the road.
Yep,
right?
Yep. But I'm a big fan of Dean and Cindy. And Dean is also got an apiary going. for the bees. And he is, like all of us, he's got, you know, older, he's retired and his shoulders are those rotator cuffs. They don't last forever. And so he's got a very special system there where all the, they're horizontal rather than vertical for the bees. And he's also going to be making, he'll show you, you know, if you're interested in this vertical beekeeping rather than the horizontal, which is very heavy to pick up. These you can just, if you could only see my hand movements, I'm showing everyone how to pick them up. And then you can go and he'll have some shortbread cookies that he seasoned with his honey. He'll have whipped honey. He'll have some of his favorite things. And again, like I said, the honey is one of those products where you think it's all the same. It looks the same color, but it's not. It's very dependent on what they feasted on. And these guys feasted on flowers, so it's really fun. And then you wander, after wandering there, you wander back across the street to the branding iron. And we grow our own beef. My partner, Steve Fearing, he grows the beef and I cook it. And again, we do other events. I've partnered up with Dorothy in the past where we've cooked her beef so people can try it and see it. And I like to do that. I like to get things from the local farmers. And we've got a number of events. We've got a wood-fired oven pizza night on the first night. And I've gotten for the six pizzas, I've pulled ingredients from each of the local farms, including the dahlia farms. Because did you know dahlias are edible?
I did not know that. And yeah, on a pizza too?
Yeah, but we sprinkle them on afterwards and it's just so fun. They're so beautiful. And then they just little golden gems on top of a pizza. The last Saturday, Steve is smoking jumbo chicken wings, one of his favorite things, and he grew the own jalapenos from his own garden, and that's really fun. And then we're going to have smoked brisket all 4 days. We have 143 pounds of brisket to smoke. We've run out in the past, so hopefully we won't this time, but we're going to have that for all 4 days. And in fact, I'm also going to make a smoked brisket pizza. So
sounds delicious.
Yeah, we're trying. And then, you know, we just keep coming up with fun things. So make sure you keep checking the Facebook and the website as they pop up.
Do you have music during those two?
You know, things? Steve really wants me to, but I don't right now. So if someone wants to do a busser, is that what they call them?
A busker.
I lost my K there. If someone wants to busker, just give me a call. I'm sure we can fit you in.
Awesome.
All right. One of our kind of a keystone members has been Carr Valley Cheese. Again, you know, long-standing reputation of award-winning cheese. You know, again, one of those places where you can get, you know, some of the best tasting cheeses in the Midwest. And so,
truly,
you know,
world class. By their awards, they have world class awards.
You bet. And they will be open both Saturday and Sunday. I just wanted to make that update that just had changed. So they will be open both Saturday and Sundays on both weekends.
It's worth the trip for the curd too.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
We'll be using it on a pizza. We'll have our Wisconsin Aliano pizza, which features those wonderful little cheese curds. And then we're heading north to the Ernest Hoopadens Painted Forest. Now, this is one of my favorite things. And it's like this crazy, it's this very nondescript little white building. And inside it are these wonderful visionary murals painted in the 1898 area. And they depict the initiation ceremony for the modern woodsmen of America. And it's just a fascinating story. And there's so much history there and so much art. And they'll be open both weekends. And again, pop-up events are occurring and you'll just have to keep looking. They'll have music on the last weekend, the last Sunday of the tour.
All right. And then maybe just a little bit south from there, just right off of Highway G, is Woodland Valley Farms Country Greenhouses. Russell and Kathy have by far probably the most, the biggest variety of mum colors I think you're going to find in this area. And beautiful, beautiful mums, large, you know, flowers, pumpkins galore, gourds galore, all the things that you want for your fall decorations. They are definitely a must stop on the tour.
I stopped there just the other day and the butternut squash is humongous. And the squash, the selection of squash, they've got four or five varieties. They're all just, this year was a perfect year for squash. They did really well in this weather. So if you're a winter squash person, you know, stock up because they last. That's why they call them winter squash. Then we're off to Spirit Valley Alpacas, and this is a really fun spot. It's kid-friendly, adult-friendly. Everybody loves fuzzy, cute, cuddly little alpacas, so I recommend this. She has a little store there that features alpaca fiber products, and she does various events throughout the year, painting events, and she's got a hat-making event, so you'll want to get on her mailing list to make sure that you get... check out her, like her website and her Facebook page, because everybody loves fuzzy little alpacas.
No doubt. Another photo opportunity there.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah. For sure. And I just, you know, as Lisa kind of mentioned that while, you know, many of these venues are going to having this big event during the Hill and Valley Tour, some of them are year-round businesses. Some of them are kind of a limited seasonal type of business. But, you know, it's about developing that relationship with consumers so that they know where to go when they want delicious winter squash or flower tasting honey or, you know, all of those things. So, you know, so that you don't have to go just for these 2 weekends, but you kind of know now where you can be their long-term customer. So with that, we are going to Laval. So kind of a nice link and a nice addition this year is BC Arts Gallery. Bobby Cahoon, curates this art gallery, and they have over 30 different artists that have items for sale there. It's located kind of on Highway 33, kind of on the main drag through Laval. He's been so excited about being a part of this tour, and really he's been promoting us at some of the local parades, so he's been all in. And but I think there's just, if the art is your thing, I think there's something for everybody there at their gallery. So, you know, make sure you just stop and check it out.
And then we're off to another protein producer, Redstone Valley Farm. Now, they're new to the tour, and they're only open on the first weekend. So if you want to see them, when you're planning, you're going to want to make sure you plan for that first weekend. And I don't know if any of you folks visited the McWilliams. They're right near them. And their McWilliams was on our tour for a couple years, and they are super cheerleaders, supporters of Redstone. In fact, they invited them, helped them find us. And again, you know, they do the eggs, the beef, the pork, they have produce. And like I said earlier, you know, try the different meats. Get some. It's not just chicken. It's chicken grown a certain way and fed a certain way. And it's not just beef. I mean, talk to your farmer, ask him what they're feeding him so that you can see what you like. And then you can come back and buy half a cow, buy a quarter of a cow if you've got the freezer space.
Sure.
All right. And then number 21 on our list is the Little Cow Farm Store, or known as TLC. Nicole and Dwayne Lurvy operate a dairy outside of Waniwak called Legendary Dairy. And they have kind of ventured into opening a small farm store in Waniwak. It's located at the old Railvac warehouse. And they will have not only their own microgreens and their own privately labeled cheese. I did try some of their Heyday cheddar, and it is delicious. It's just something I think you really want to just try it. But she will also be showcasing several other local producers in her farm store there. Again, just kind of ranging from jams, jellies, honey, syrup, other meats, metalwork. So I think a place that you really want to check out when you're up in the Waniwak area.
Wow, that takes us through the tour, certainly, last but not least, but lots of things going on this week and next week. And what are the hours, Lisa?
There is a chart in the brochure, and I'm going to post it on the Facebook later today. And it's in alphabetical order because we have, and you can find your venue, and then it'll have the hours that they're open. Like the Branding Iron is open 11 to 8 on the Saturdays and 11 to 6 on the Sundays, and other venues have different hours. Narrows Valley Supply, they're open on 8 to 5 on the Saturdays. And like we said, the the one we did, TLC. They're 10 to 4, and then there's the Redstone Valley Farm, where they're only open on the first weekend. So you'll find this little chart right on the brochure. And I want to point out that this brochure is got a beautiful chicken on it, and this is the original artwork of Peg Durkin, and she is so generous to us, and she just lent us this image to use. And I did the brochure this year, and I found her artwork so inspiring that I really upped our game with this brochure, because I wanted to have the same caliber of a brochure as this artwork that we had to work with. It's just stunning, beautiful work. And Peg is the art teacher in Ithaca, and she really takes care of those students. And so, if you can support Peg, please do. She's a great artist.
And again, we have brochures here at the depot in Richland Center as well.
Yes, right? Marty has them to distribute. Yep, he sure does. And Oakwood Fruit Farm has it. That was really fun. They called and asked if we could drop some off there so they could share them for us. And they're not on the tour, but they're a great little business. So if you're swinging through there and need some apples, we don't have any orchards on our tour this year. So, you know, that'd be the one to go to and grab a brochure while you're there.
It's amazing, and I'm wondering. It's a lot of work to put it together. Have you ever thought of doing two, like doing one in the spring and one in the fall? Or
is...
No.
Well, we kind of do. We kind of do. So in the spring, in Reedsburg, had long term been Sacred Heart Church had hosted a food fair, a spring farmers market, in the first or second weekend of March, just kind of by attrition, that has kind of moved onto our plate. And so in the springtime, we host that event, still located at the Sacred Heart School Gym. It seems like everybody knows and looks for that in the spring. It's kind of that time where, you know, we've had a long winter, we're looking for green and good food, and it's such a great gathering of community coming together. And we have almost 30 vendors that come to that event. So, I think it's like March 7th or 8th, I believe, is marked on the calendar for next year.
It's the second Saturday in March.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, always a good time. We hope people will take part in this and be a part of it. It's nice where you can maybe, you know, you've got a busy day one day, but you can go on Sunday or vice versa, or maybe just a couple of stops one day. And it also kind of gives us an excuse, maybe some places you've driven by, like, we should stop there sometime. This is a great chance.
Exactly.
Right, and like little things that you'd like, the meadery, it's so cute, and you wouldn't, it's just this nondescript building in the front, and it's so cute when you go inside, you'll really enjoy it. And, you know, did you even know it was a meadery? I mean, it's open, and we got extra signs and pointing, so it's really a fun trip. It's a fun tour. You meet so many neat things.
Yeah, we may have talked about this last year, the fact that so many businesses in that area. I don't know that this is common. Why do you think that is, that you've got so many in just in that little area of Sauk, Richland, and Juneau?
It's a great place to live. It really is.
Yeah, and I think, too, it really has become kind of a hotbed. And through some of our efforts, and I think some of the other groups have really kind of tried to lift this up, right, to that this is a way that we should continue to live, to support our local businesses. You know, I think all around us there are a lot of things that aren't making people happy, but let's kind of really focus on the things that we can help to lift each other up and build community.
Well said. And you have a Facebook page?
We've got the Facebook page, Explore the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, the website, explorehillandvalley.com.
And if you want to email us, if you have any questions, explorehillandvalley@gmail.com. You can get your brochures at the Reedsburg Chamber. Just give them a call if you're from down, they'll mail them. Or if you can get one from Marty at the chamber here. There's so many ways to get them. And all of the venues will have brochures. And again, like Dorothy said earlier, you can download one. It prints on 4 pieces of paper because the brochure is kind of big, and then you have to tape and assemble. But that's a fun project, too.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, kind of look for the signs when you're out. We've got the directional signs kind of pointing people in the right direction, and looking for that rooster. You know, that rooster's kind of been our logo, and you'll see that, and you know you're going the right way.
Awesome. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
You yes, got sir. It.
So nice to see you ladies again.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Great to have you in the studio today. Lisa Butno and Dorothy Harms. Don't miss the Hill and Valley 2025 Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living this weekend and next weekend.
September is Suicide Awareness Month, a good time for the Richland Hospital and Clinics to remind of three potentially life-saving numbers, 988. Call or text 988 anytime. Someone is available to listen, support, and guide you to help. The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available at no cost. Whether you're struggling with mental health or emotional distress, remember 988 is standing by.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
On our morning show today from WRCO, in the studio to talk to us, we have Dante Kleinsaucer and Josh Kleinsaucer talking about a special event coming up. They were in the studio, well, a little while back, and talking about a special function and organization. Josh, we'll start with you. Tell me about your organization and what you've titled it.
The title of my organization is the Joshua Kleinsaucer Foundation, and what we're putting together on October 11th is a charity basketball tournament to give back to people in the community that went through something similar that I did. Going back to the first time I was on Phil Nee's show, it was the bone marrow transplant that I went through a few years back, where the community really rallied around me. I talked about, and it was huge to see the community and the church, churches around rally around me, businesses, people, everything just kind of rallied around me. So what I'm trying to do now is gather the community again, but just to give back to other people who may be going through similar things that I am. The specifics of the tournament are, it's a 5v5 basketball tournament being held at Richland Center High School on October 11th, starting at 10 a.m. All applicants are accepted for sponsorships, that would be $300 a team. We would like to see businesses sponsor teams, because I know it might be more difficult for individuals to come up with that amount of money themselves, but you can also sponsor a team as an individual as well if you would like to. And we aim to just have a good day of fun and community and just bring the community together a little bit more and raise a little bit of money for other people going through similar things. We're going to have homemade pulled pork sandwiches, concessions, all the works, and a silent auction as well, as well as smaller games for smaller kids that wouldn't be able to participate in the actual tournament.
Dante, could some old guy like me enter a team, or what is the age category for this?
There is no age category. It is like both genders can also enter a team. So if you wanted, there's women's and men's. There's no like specific age or gender or anything like that. It's just open to whoever. And also, I'd like to touch on, you talked about businesses. If you do sponsor a team, you do get your name on a banner and the shirts. So people know like your business donated, but it's not just to, like, donate just to help us out, but it's to help like the actual community.
Mm-hmm. So you're sponsoring the shirt, you're sponsoring a team, or if a team got in, each individual could contribute too, correct?
Yeah, if you wanted to make your own team, you could contribute, but it's just nicer to have like the business sponsor, because then we can just find the team. If they need a team, if they can't find a team, we just find one, make them a team, that business sponsors this team, and then boom, the team's done.
So you're going to be playing kind of a round-robin tournament that day, or how does it work?
So it's a double elimination. So the first time you lose, you're not completely out, because we have a loser's bracket. And what's the best you can get out of that? Like third?
I believe something.
I think third is the best you can get if you win out the loser's bracket. And there is, it's 1 through 3. There are like prizes for money. What is it? It's for first, it's like 600.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then 300 and then 150.
Yeah.
Is what it is for all three places. Yeah, there's prize money as well. But the main objective of the day is to raise the money for the people in the community.
You've done this before. I mean, you've done some other fundraisers. Are there some examples of some things that you've given money or helped support?
This actually is our first one. We had a fundraiser for me in the past when I was going through my bone marrow transplant, and that was more of just a huge silent auction, and that went to help me, but I have not, this is the first one I have put on personally to try to help other people.
A chance to give back then.
Yeah, exactly. I really just aim, my goal is to just, again, bring the community together and help give back to other people that are struggling as well. I saw how hard it was for me and my family when I was going through it, and my goal is to make it a little bit easier for those people as well.
You went through some scary stuff. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so going back to the first time I was on here, it was a situation where, kind of out of the blue, my bone marrow had failed, which stopped the production of my red, white blood cells, along with my platelets, and it brought me to the point where if I didn't get a transplant, I would have passed away. So it was a very scary situation, a lot of other things mixed in there, some staph infections and whatnot, and ended up being, I think, a 2-month stay in the actual hospital and a little bit over a month stay